This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Stack's apology failed, what every leader can learn. When sorry isn't enough, the Stack's apology failure. What happened? Australian activewear brand Stack's, once valued at around $30 million, has collapsed into liquidation, leaving employees, suppliers, and customers exposed. The founders issued a public apology describing the situation as the most difficult chapter of their lives. Receivers are now scrambling to find a buyer, while the human fallout from unpaid orders and lost jobs continues to grow. The communication angle. Picture this, your company just imploded. Hundreds of people are owed money. Staff are out of work, and your first public move is to tell everyone how hard this is for you. That is exactly what the Stack's founders did, and it is a textbook example of an apology that centres the wrong person. The moment you describe a crisis you caused as the most difficult chapter of your lives, you've lost the room. You have taken a statement that should face outward toward the people you harmed and pointed it straight back at yourself. That is not an apology. That is a press release about your feelings. Here is what a real crisis apology requires. It must name the harm, name the people affected, and name the concrete next steps. In that order. Every word you spend on your own suffering is a word stolen from the people who actually need to hear from you. The Stack statement reportedly also shifted blame toward banks for order fulfillment problems. That is the second fatal mistake. Blame displacement in a crisis apology does not reduce your responsibility. It multiplies the audience's anger, because now they feel dismissed on top of being harmed. The founders had one shot to shape the narrative before liquidators took over the story entirely. A well-constructed statement could have acknowledged specific groups: customers with unfulfilled orders, staff losing jobs, suppliers left unpaid, offered whatever clarity was available about the liquidation process, and closed with a direct line of accountability. Instead, they handed every journalist covering this story a gift proof that leadership was more focused on reputation management than genuine accountability. There is a lesson here that applies far beyond corporate collapse. Whether you're a manager delivering bad news to a team, a founder writing to investors after a miss, or a professional apologizing to a client, the structure is the same. Lead with what happened to them, not what happened to you. Follow with what you're doing about it. End with what they can expect next. Nothing else belongs in that statement. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down and Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on high-stakes apologies gives you a framework for structuring accountability statements so the first thing your audience hears is that you understand what they lost, not what you suffered. That sequencing is not just compassionate. It is strategic. It is the difference between an apology that closes a wound and one that tears it wider open. The takeaway. Before you write or deliver any apology, do this one thing: read it back and count how many sentences start with I or we versus how many reference the person you harmed. If your sentences about yourself outnumber your sentences about them, rewrite it. The ratio tells you everything about what your focus actually is. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.